Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we are going to continue talking about and finishing up our little mini-series on general methods of guidance according to grace. Next, we're going to be talking about supernatural means of guidance. And those are probably what more of us are interested in. But we need to kind of understand that whether we are believers or not, whether you believe in God or not, He is guiding you. Whether you are aware of it or not, He is guiding you. That's kind of like His part of His job description. So it's not that we need to be aware or even need to ask. He is doing it. Now, you and I as believers, we are not just looking for guidance. We are looking for relationship. And one of the ways God draws us into the relationship that we both desire is through giving us a need for guidance, for direction. And again, this is not necessarily only for those who are aware of God guiding. He uses whatever means He chooses in each individual's life to eventually, and in His timing, reveal Himself. Remember, it's the goodness of God that draws us. Now, sometimes we don't know what that goodness is, and sometimes it doesn't seem too good. But this is the part where we are learning to turn to Him instead of away from Him. A lot of times we want answers to questions, especially when we are seeking guidance. We want to know why something happened, why what we wanted to do, the direction didn't turn out the way we wanted it, and we ask questions. And a lot of that's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to talk to us. But we have to come to our relationship with Him, understanding that in your spirit, you already know every answer. You already knew what direction to take before you started asking. This is really hard because this is something we often struggle with greatly. So we come back around to what are God's goals? What are God's goals for you and I? What is our purpose here on this earth? And that may look different for each one of us as far as a project or a life circumstance He has each one of us in, but we all share the same purpose, and that's to know Him. And that's going to look like falling into those three broad categories: getting healed, cooperating with Him as He gets rid of our flesh, our reliance on our own soul, our self-strength, and hearing Him. We all are working on those three areas, but we are all doing that uniquely. So the guidance opportunities and channels and paths that God has set up for you are going to be different than he has for anyone else. And we accept that. We don't compare what God is bringing any of us through with what God is doing in anybody else's life. Now, sometimes he has families and groups and different people going through similar situations, even whole countries. But your relationship with God is what's important. And it's important to him and to you. So as we focus on our situation based on, okay, Lord, what am I working on? What are we working on in this situation? It may be different for every single person involved in the circumstance. This brings us back to our need to hear him. Now, a lot of times when we're seeking guidance, it's the hardest to hear him. And that's normal. And this is where we go back on it's his job to reveal himself. It's his job to make himself known. And very often, we may think we want him to speak clearly in a supernatural way, which we'll get into next, when he has already chosen to reveal his direction without even telling us through one or more of the general methods we've already talked about. So say you come to a crossroads and you have two choices before you. How you got there may have been, when you look back, you may see his hand in multiple different ways that without you even knowing it, you arrived at that crossroads. You can then have confidence that he is going to make sure you make the right decision. Now, one of our challenges is the whole concept of the right decision. A lot of times, there is none. Because the decisions that we think are so crucial and important, we've already made in the spirit. And we've already lived in that future circumstance and situation. We are really not making any decision. That our future has already happened. And we won't get too far into that, but this is why we have such a disparate view from God about how crucial these decisions are. This is something we have to learn, because especially in evangelical circles, the push to hear God is all about so you can make the right decision, so you can do the right thing, be at the right place at the right time. That puts all the burden back on you. When God already knows the end from the beginning and your spirit already knows the end from the beginning, you've already made the right choice. So you can not only enter into rest and comfort and peace, but you can stay there and dwell in that secret place with God. Now, that's a lofty goal. But that is a realistic goal for this time here on this earth. And again, it reinforces the importance of us reminding ourselves that we are a spirit being that is eternal, that we have a soul that lives in the supernatural realm, and that's which we are most familiar with. And then we live in a body that is suited for this earth plane. If God wants to teach you more or draw you into one of those areas, great. If not, go with what area he is working with you about. Our goal is to help you know and be able to communicate with God about the process and the options and the opportunities he gives each one of us to pursue guidance. But again, even if you aren't aware, even for non-Christians, God is leading and guiding everyone, everything. He is so big, he doesn't say, okay, I'm going to guide this person and arrange their circumstances, but you know, I don't have enough time or energy or interest in working with this person over here. He's either God of everyone or God of no one. And this is part of our challenge of changing our thinking. And this is where we are working on our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, becoming free from being restricted to our temperament, which God gave us, but which we are not to be slave to, as well as our history, our beliefs, and our wounds, and even outside influence from interferences, from generational curses, from all different effects. God wants your soul free. And part of the reason he arranges these circumstances is to bring your soul into freedom. Sometimes we don't like the way he does that. But your spirit has fully agreed to the process. Most of the time, if we look back, we will see that we were not aware of God intervening in our life, for good or for bad. And that brings us around again to the whole conflict we have that God intervening in our life only results in good. We'll get into that again another time, but just the whole concept of God is only good leaves him out of 50% of our life. And when we remember that as a potter, he uses the left hand and the right hand, positive and negative, to mold us and conform us into a complete being, spirit, soul, and body. And remember, you've given him permission to do that. Sometimes we'd like to take that permission back, but we then remember that we weren't doing a great job on our own anyway. So we release that responsibility and remind ourselves that the circumstances that we're in, learn what God wants to teach you. Now, sometimes they may not be at all related to your circumstances. And that's fine. We look at these three areas, hearing him, getting healed, and cooperating with him as he gets rid of our flesh. And we can start there with asking him, Lord, are one of these areas where you're trying to draw my attention? And as we respond, it's like he's knocking at your door. Let him in and find out. He wants to talk to you. He is a real God. He's a real person. And He wants to reveal himself to you, but that's his job. He's going to reveal himself to you in the way he chooses, not the way that you necessarily choose. And part of our, again, another challenge is, how is he going to come to you? Is he only going to reveal himself in goodness and light? Or does he also reveal himself in bad circumstances, things going wrong, the company you're working for going out of business, a family member getting in a bad car accident or even being killed? We think back to what Jesus went through when he was here on this earth. And for me, the greatest testament to his love for his Father was not that he went to the cross, but that he stayed there. We think, okay, well, once he got into it, he was stuck there. But he was the Son of God. All he needed to do was think, and the earth would no longer exist. He could have stopped what was happening in a heartbeat, in a blink of an eye. But he didn't. He certainly did not experience all wonder, wonderful things and positive things and easy choices and obvious choices. He, too, had to learn obedience and seek his Father and be taught of his Father. He started from the same place we do, except in one area, and that's the flesh. So that's what we have to compare to, that if we think, okay, now that we're Christians, everything's going to be peace and light and easy. And if it's not, maybe God's disappointed in us, we failed somewhere, or we've made the wrong choice. We missed him. And yet we fall back then to knowing that even if we aren't aware, God has led us through circumstance, through the law of the land, through what God has revealed as cultural morality, through instructing us and giving us direction and teaching us. In other words, he knows where you're at. He knows where you're coming from. He knows what you believe. And he brought you to the situation you're in now specifically for his purposes. You may not know on this earth what those purposes are. That's fine. But know that they are for that final goal, bring you into completeness, spirit, soul, and body. He always wants to talk to you. But he may not want to talk to you about what you want to talk to him about. You may, you know, be pursuing him, Lord, I need to know about this situation. Which way do I go? What direction do I turn? He may say, well, now that I have your attention, let's talk about this thing over here. Yeah, but I need to know about this. Well, let's talk about this over here. So he knows how to get our attention. And this brings us back to knowing God as a general method of guidance. That in general, we are looking to become dependent on him for our life rather than our soul strength. And we desire to become more and more sensitive to his internal direction. And even when there's circumstance, we recognize his hand. You know, because really there is no such thing as circumstance. It's just something that we see other people experiencing as well as ourselves. Everything is of God. But we learn to recognize that personal presence and his assurance and his undescribable direction, that we find ourselves in the right place at the right time without even knowing that there is a right place and a right time. So we've talked last week about the negative and the positive, about the negative being a disturbance, that when we feel uneasy and unresting, not resting, that that's a signal that God's trying to get our attention. And likewise, when we're in that place of peace, that's also God getting our attention. Let's talk a little bit about experimentally. The assurance of God's personal presence is a supernatural rest. In the midst of unrest, and therefore passes all understanding, because it has been tested by your going through it experientially, both in the fires of adversity and the sometimes more dangerous temptations of ease. We learn that his personal presence is reliable because we have relied on him and he has come through for us. We learn trust because we've trusted him. We learn he is faithful because we have had faith in him. And he has come through. Now, this is where we are looking at our beliefs, thinking that, okay, if we are thinking that by praying a certain way, God is then obligated to behave a certain way, odds are he's going to deal with us about that, because he's not obligated in any way, shape, or form to do anything we think we have qualified for. Most of the time, though, he is so gracious to us and patient with us and brings us to the results and the decisions that need to be made on his terms, even though we often think, okay, we got there ourselves. You know, we see things change in our lives and we think it's because we prayed right, or we fasted right, or we worshiped right, or we listened right, when really it's all just God had it all planned from the beginning. And he's just unrolling it, and we're living it one day at a time. So that's experimentally. When experiencing his rest, experimenting with, okay, this is what knowing God is like. This is the absence of his rest. When we are looking at it objectively, we can embrace that understanding and knowledge even more. Next is positionally. The assurance of his personal presence is the peace of God for all those who have made peace with God. When we know our identity, that positionally we are spirit beings, and therefore we are loved, accepted, and honored, regardless of our behavior in our soul or our body, we can objectively evaluate our behavior and observe with rejoicing and gratitude the changes as God makes them. So positionally, We are seated with him already. Positionally, we are spirit of his spirit, born of him. We are co-inheritors, joint heirs with Christ. So we can share with that peace of God in our spirit, even when we may not be experiencing it in our soul or our body. We can also know God judicially. The assurance of his personal presence provides discernment and judgment. The peace of God is often the arbitrator of our internal disputes. As we often struggle to determine what course to take, the more sensitive we are to both the assurance, the internal assurance, the peace of God, or the unrest and disquiet, even alarm of the personal presence, the more assuredly we will be able to make decisions, act, and have the fortitude to stand against opposition or resistance. When you know you have received your direction from the Lord, that he has brought you to the crossroads or the situation you're in, you can stand in peace. Regardless of the means or method of guidance, our response to a need for guidance is always to take both the lesson and the application to the Lord for his review and feedback. As always, the goal is to learn dependence on him rather than to come up with a method or a list or strategy on how to receive divine guidance or avoid mistakes. For each one of us, the Lord has laid out an obstacle course, which is your life, to train and prepare you for every challenge and blessing he has waiting for you in your future, both here on this earth and in whatever comes next. When we begin to see things from his perspective, I think we start getting such a totally different view that the things that were so important and significant one day, when we are truly seated with him, seeing through spiritual eyes, we will be amazed that we struggled with the things we struggle with now. But he knows exactly where you're at. And in your spirit, you're not struggling at all. Because the decisions have all been made. The path has already been walked. The outcomes have already come out. Because it's not making the right choice, taking the right path. It's knowing him. It's that relationship. So we trust that the situations he has us in are for our good and for bringing us again to those three areas: healing, exposing our flesh so he can remove it, and teaching us to hear him in one area or another. This is all about relationship. Remember, your spirit and his spirit are already one. There's no problem with the relationship there. The issues we have are with our soul relating to our spirit. God is on your side, and you are on his side. It's our soul trying to do its own thing that resists the peace of God and his direction. But he will guide you whether you want him to or not. He will not let you miss him He is leading you and guiding you, whether you let him or not. He has a purpose and a plan for you, whether you want him to or not. He is God. So thanks for tuning in. Next week we'll be starting to talk about supernatural means of divine guidance. If you've got any questions, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. That's the website. There's also a contact form you can use, or contact me through Blog Talk Radio. It's always great to hear from you and to get your feedback on the program. And we will be, again, continuing to look at upgrading the website and getting new material out to you as soon as we can do that in a comprehensive manner. So thanks again for tuning in. Until next week, have a great evening. This has been Diane Thomas of The Rainers Radio. Have a good night.